I'm sorry. Bye. I'll be right here. Waiting.
You reach clear cover.
You need a lighter?
Hello. I need a tow. I need a tow.
Okay. Have you spoke to, have you spoke with someone already? Because it's pulling up.
No. It's pulling up that I did?
No, it's just pulling up like if you call. That's okay. Give me a second. Me.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Just bear with me one second. All right, you have reached clear cover roadside assistance. My name is Karen. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you. Can I please have the policy holder first name?
Brittany Vallejo.
I'm sorry, can you spell that for me?
B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y.
Okay, I'm sorry, you're going a little too fast. I have to key this in, so I do apologize. I got
B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y-V-A-L-L-E-J-O.
V-A-L-L-E-D-O?
E-J-O.
E-J-O?
Yeah.
Okay. And you are in a safe location, correct?
It's on like 9th Street and Fillmore or something.
No, are you in a safe? Are you safe?
Oh, kinda. Not really. I got a psycho ex-girlfriend that won't leave me fuck alone. Oh,
I'm sorry to hear that, but this is yes or either no. Sorry.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, thank you. And go ahead and verify your callback number.
480-925-0198.
Okay. What's the area code?
The area code is 85. Here's my area code.
For your phone, I'm asking for you to say your phone again. Are we on a speakerphone? You sound far away, and I barely can't hear you clearly.
Okay, sorry about that. I'm very soft-spoken.
Okay. You're fine. Okay,
yeah,
you go ahead with the phone number again, please.
480-925-1198.
I believe you said 480-925-1198. Okay. Would you like to receive mobile texts and updates?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Message and data rate.
All right. Bye. Thank you.
You're welcome. For security reasons, may you verify your home address for me, please.
It's 1515 South Extension Road, okay. Mesa, Arizona, 85210.
Okay, they don't have that on the policy.
It's probably my P.O. box.
What is it?
15015.
Thank you. What is the year, the make, and the model of your disabled vehicle?
2012 Chevy Camaro.
Thank you. What color is it?
It's blue. Dark blue.
Okay, thank you. To confirm the reason that you need the service today?
Sorry, what was that?
Confirm the reason that you need the service today?
Well, the psycho ex-girlfriend that I have, she broke my car window and my key to my car. So I can't start the car. It says anti-theft system, something about the key fob or something. So I cannot start it. I try to push it away from her house, but she's just posted out my car now. So it's like, whatever, dude.
Okay. So basically she vandalized your car, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. And I got it on video too, but. You know, I put a restraining order on her and everything, and nothing works. So my back's against the wall because she says she pays off the car.
Right.
But I just, yeah.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. All right. So you said the vehicle. Okay. So when she vandalized it, what did she break again? I'm sorry.
She broke the front glass of the window. Like, it's all shattered.
Okay.
She tries to make, like, false accusations of me, and that's why I have a video recorder for my car. And I caught her on video vandalizing my vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just scared about taking all this to the courts because of the false accusations that she's coming up with. And I'm not trying to be racist or nothing, but you know what? Like, I've just tried everything I could, literally from restraining orders to calling the cops. And she's gotten away every single time to the point where I got evicted from my home.
Oh,
and now I'm homeless, and she got me fired from my job. Now I'm stuck in a position where it's like, I just come over here to shower and leave type of stuff. And it was a very bad idea. Yeah, but I figured, why not, since my back's against the wall, you know?
Yeah.
Es bueno, gracias, amigos. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Now, only thing about reference to that means that she vandalized the vehicle. Your insurance doesn't cover that, and that's what's pulling up on the policy. You would have to pay that out of pocket.
It doesn't. Why is that?
You would have to speak with the insurance company. I do apologize, only because I'm just a dispatch, but they can go into details with you about that.
Okay. Because, like, I'll push charges or whatever I got to do.
Okay. So, now, we could continue, but you would have to pay the provider out of pocket or, you know, another way to speak with your insurance company, and they can go ahead and further assist.
Can you give me 1 minute? I got one on my phone. Just a quick phone call real quick.
Okay.
1 minute. So, sorry.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you so much for holding.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a ride coming to pick me up and get out of here.
Okay.
Trying to run, you know?
Right. So you gonna speak with your insurance company, or you gonna pay out of pocket?
So I have to pay for the tow?
You would have to, and it does start from $75 to $85 to $95, and they charge per mile, whether they charge $10 a mile or $5, $7. That's the quote.
Dang.
Yeah.
Oh, with all this going on, I'm pretty broke. Oh, qué bonita la niña. Hola. Qué bonita.
Hi.
So how much is it gonna be, like, total?
Okay, so basically, they start off from $75, $85 to $95, and then on top of that, whatever they charge per mile. So I don't have, you know, we had to go through the whole procedure to talk and speak with the provider to see how much they would charge for a tow.
All right, cool. Yeah, because I'm all the way in Phoenix, and I got to go to, well, I guess basically Tempe, but
okay.
It's gonna require going to my address, huh?
I'm not sure about. I mean, it all depends where you want it to go. I just know that it'll be out of pocket unless you speak with your, you could speak back with your insurance company.
Okay, I thought you were them. I don't know what I'm thinking. I guess I'm just so frustrated or something.
Can't think straight. And I definitely can understand. They can go in and make changes or whatever. I can't. I'm just the dispatcher.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. Okay, so you can't. I should just have my friend tow my car, huh? Because she's coming with a truck. You think that'd be a good idea?
I can't tell you that, but whatever is best for you, that's a no-brainer.
Okay.
That's what you would have, do what's best for you. But I can't tell you what to do or suggest anything, so I do apologize.
Okay. Well, yeah, I got no bread right now.
Right.
So I'm going to reach out to the homie and tell him to bring a string.
I understand. And I hope everything goes well for you. I also want to say thank you so much for calling Emergency Roadside. You be safe.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.